grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
So it is. Chris Fowley has appeared via electric bicycle again.
Oh, taxi today, mate.
Taxi.
Sorry, yep.
Electric
yeah.
taxi.
Yeah, big business tycoon, you know.
A taxi that runs on hemp oil.
I wish. That would be cool.
Yeah, it would be cool. I'm sure it'll happen in due time. Hey, what's been going on out in the marijuana realm?
Well, a couple of big things would be, well, one, we're counting down, of course. It's only 2 weeks to go to get your submission in on the government's medicinal cannabis bill.
Actually, a friend of mine contacted me and he said he'd like to maybe come on the show next week and just brush over, because the deadline's the 21st, isn't it, of March? I think it's something like that.
Yes, it is. And 2 weeks yesterday.
He just wanted to just maybe rehash his submission and maybe see what you thought about it.
Oh, you want to do that as a show next week?
That could be quite interesting.
Yeah, I guess it could be. Yep. Maybe we'll read the submission first.
Yeah, fair enough. Oh, really? Are you worried? Okay. Not a proofread on
it. This matey was it.
He's ex-sales at BFM. He's a BFM.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we'll talk. So, yeah, 2 weeks. That you can do that through the normal site or go directly to parliament.nz. And just put in medicinal cannabis bill, takes you right there. It's very easy. They just kind of ask you two questions. What are your comments and what are your recommendations?
Okay.
So you can make that very short or you can make that very detailed.
Are the
but one
words?
Thing you might want to bring up, well, the key word for me is that, you know, we need to get them thinking about people being able to grow their own as well as having access to pharmaceutical products if that's what the doctor wants.
This sort of links nicely into what I was proposing that we talk about this afternoon, because quite often nowadays the argument is framed in big business terms with dollar signs attached to it. And we kind of forget about personal freedom and personal liberty. It's all like money, money, money.
I think the reason for that is because medical is the first, most easiest way to get marijuana to the people in the starting point, right? You can't, it's to be... It's,
well, they're the most urgent need that needs to happen. And there are issues around dosage and consistency and safety and standardization and things, and those are legitimate. But there's also a legitimate issue of compassion for people who need it now and can't wait for that kind of thing to happen.
Yeah.
And the government did campaign on legalizing medicinal cannabis for terminal illness and chronic pain.
Yeah.
For some reason, that's been knocked back in the bill, and it's just terminal illness. We think that's not wide enough. And also, what that exemption is it's going to allow people with a terminal condition to use, possess, or procure it, right? So they can procure it. They can buy it, or they can obtain it. They can be given it. That they're not breaking the law from their end.
Right.
But that raises issues of, well, how do they procure it? Surely someone should be able to supply that to them. Now, whether that's a friend growing it for them is one issue.
Or whether keep it local, keep everything.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. But it could be imported products, it could be locally produced. And also, we need to think about, well, if something's an isolated kind of pharmaceutical product, that's one thing that needs a certain standard attached to that. And that's probably what doctors are most comfortable prescribing. But there's also a case to be made for having a different tier where you have a herbal or alternate medicine approach to it, a complementary medicine approach, recognizing that it's just a plant.
What about with the bill that is before Parliament at the moment, could you sort of make a submission framing it like, hey, I just want to have some hoona on the couch when I watch Return of the Jedi?
Well, if that's medicinal for you, you know, if it's reducing your anxiety or letting you sleep, whatever, I wouldn't frame it in that particular way.
I wouldn't say
but you know, how you want to express it is up to you, and you know, just speak from the heart of your own personal experience and how the law affects you now and how it might be made better. It doesn't have to be a thesis or anything. You just put your thoughts down.
I once bought a tinny off my friend's mum, who had a fake leg, and she took the leg off and she had all the tinnies in her leg. She called it hoona, John. Did you get weed off that lady as well?
That's where it all came from.
No comment.
It was a real intense scenario for a 16-year-old, believe me.
But in the midst of all this happening, and we're having this kind of national debate, and the submission period is open, and the police, of course, are still, despite what they tell people, we don't go around looking for it. Well, they are going around looking for it. They announced with quite a lot of glee earlier this week that they had destroyed 7,000 plants down on the West Coast.
Right, thumbs up, smiley face emoji.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, you know, they're kind of hip to that. You know?
7,000.
It's not many, is it?
No, it's a bit of a drop in the bucket, and it's been such a good growing season with the hot weather that we've had with
this
regular rainfall.
I
think there's not going to be an issue around everyone who's worried about, I haven't got any weed right now. I hear it is very dry, but I don't think it will be in a month or so.
Okay.
I think this will be a bumper crop.
Radical.
Mm.
When does the outdoor season sort of wrap up?
Well, that depends where you are in the country and what you're growing. So if your genetics are from tropical kind of or equatorial kind of regions, then if you take those further down south, they get triggered by the daylight hour changes sooner. And so, you know, people can play around with that, where you take it from one zone and move it to another, and then you can end up with an early yielding or late flowering, depending on what you want to do.
That's very interesting.
Let alone your autoflowers, which are ones they took from the Arctic and or Eastern Europe. Sorry, more like kind of a bit of Russia, a bit of Eastern Europe, that kind of way. Very cold anyway. And
Arctic
this is
weed.
A different little subpopulation that they've basically, it doesn't get triggered by the change in daylight hours. So those are called auto flowering. So you can plant those any time of the year and they will just be ready in 3 months.
Texter, we're right with you. We think it should be completely legal for everyone, but we're just chipping away at the front of the stone at this stage, aren't we?
Exactly, yeah. And this is a two-part thing. We have the medical first and then we have the referendum to legalise it for everyone. And what we're hearing really is that's where the grow your own is going to come in. Of course, that might be the government's intention. Our job is to make that as wide as we can, or at least allow it, you know, for medical use now, rather than having to wait a few years for the referendum.
Right.
But I think even if we don't get it through this medical bill, we'll end up with something like that under the referendum.
Cool. Hey, just going back to that recent arrest that you were talking about, 7,000 plants. How many people?
4 people arrested. So
is that normal? 4 people take care of 4,000 plants?
No, absolutely not. They're going around with a military helicopter, Air Force Iroquois.
Right, the door's open, like Predator.
Yeah, and they have this big hose hanging down the bottom, and they're spraying Roundup with some blue dye. So most of the time, they're just destroying the plants, and they're not really going after them. But sometimes they do. They follow up with a visit to that property. Yeah. They mark them on a little GPS thing, and they kind of keep that information for later.
It's covered in blue, I think.
Yeah. Well, sometimes people are watching this happen. They run up there and they wash it off and they kind of still sell it, but it's still got the poison in it.
Grim.
And then people are like, oh, I'm coughing up blood.
But the weed looks so
red. Or they're spraying
it
on, like last week, they were spraying it around a beach on the Coromandel and getting this poison everywhere. They went over the Waitakere Ranges and all the West Coast beaches a couple of weeks ago, Pihar and all that. So, you know, they do it, and it's this Air Force Iroquois, which apparently, so they claim, lets them fly at any height. So they routinely breach the CAA.
It's like a drone thing.
Well, the CAA is the Civil Aviation Authority, right? So they use a military helicopter, so they don't have to follow those rules. And those rules are about the safety of having a pretty dangerous thing hovering above your house and among all the treetops.
This just doesn't surprise
that,
me one bit. It sounds perfectly governmental, actually.
Yeah, they just, another set of rules because it's about drugs.
Text in. How do I get Xmas outdoor? When should I plant?
Oh, you want some ready for Xmas? Whoa, grow indoors, really. You could start early with an autoflower. Put something in September with an autoflower and it'll be done by Christmas.
Cool. Obviously, it's no one really knows how to procure one of those breeds.
A strain? Yeah, on the internet. It's pretty easy.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, a lot of people do it. So I hear they just order under another name, and so I hear they can't get pinned on them.
I was charged with attempt to buy a tinny, eight years ago. This week I was a declined visitor's visa to Australia to see my dad. What the fuck? 8 years ago, isn't it 7 years for like drunk driving? You can go to Canada kind of thing, isn't it?
It does surprise me, but they do ask on you. It would depend, what they said on their application.
It's a case-by-case basis, you know, maybe...
Well, on their application, they might ask you, have you ever been arrested for anything?
Yeah.
And under the clean slate, you're allowed to say no for those minor corrections.
Maybe
but you might not
that.
Know
maybe
that, and you might have said yes.
Texter, that's a real
shame.
Can you?
Yeah, well, like going into America, they just ask if you've been arrested, not if you've been convicted.
Right.
You know, so if you've been arrested wrongly and been found not guilty, you've still got to say it on the American
right road. On, yeah. Okay.
But you can go to the government and ask them to clean slate it, can't you, after 5 years, something?
That's automatic. Like that. It's 7 years, and then they're automatic. And
what he's saying is,
you don't
Johnny,
have to ask
he might
for
have
it.
Just said, oh yeah, I have been arrested and not thought about the clean slate distance. And they've just gone, hey, buddy, get out of here, you little maniac.
Yeah, because they don't necessarily know about the Clean Slate Act in another country. But certainly I know of a few people who have been put in detention centres in Australia for cannabis charges, and they didn't actually go to jail. They're given suspended sentences, right? But that counts as a jail term over there, and if it adds up to 12 months, they come around and heavily armed squad, take you off to whatever that island is where they hold the refugees. Christmas Island?
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, seriously, this is where they're keeping New Zealanders on cannabis charges who have never been to jail, right?
But,
and then eventually ending up back here. And they basically say, well, you can live here while you go through your appeal, or we'll send you back tomorrow.
Wow, and who? Yeah, okay.
Hey, we are sort of over, but I do want to answer all these texts. Can someone up there suss me an OZ for a mate in chronic pain, finding it hard at the moment? Well, where do you go from there?
Well, this isn't the Oral Emporium.
Well, I mean, look, it's Marijuana Media, John. We're just spreading the good word, man. That's awesome.
Well, yeah, this is why we're doing it, you know.
And read out your phone number, texter. That's about as good as we can go at this stage, mate. You never know who's listening.
But also talk to your doctor because they can
John's
prescribe CBD.
Sorry.
Your doctor can prescribe CBD right now. So
good
you can
one.
Just, but mostly they don't know that.
Right.
So you've got to go to them and kind of show them the Ministry of Health page and go, you know, come on, give me some.
There you go, texter. Hey, thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Always a pleasure.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.